Michigan voters will be choosing a U.S. senator on Election Day. Republican John James is challenging Democratic U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who is seeking his second term. Senator Gary Peters joins me now. Senator, good morning.
Well, great to be with you. Thank you.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in to the Supreme Court this week, and one idea that's been floated is if Democrats win control of the White House and Congress, they could add justices to the court and push it in a more liberal direction. You're on the record saying you're opposed to that idea. Why is that?
Yeah, I'm opposed to that, and I think right now to be talking about that is just a distraction. It's a distraction from what is occurring. The Republicans just put on the court a justice who has said through her writings that she wants to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Right now, we've got a Supreme Court justice that has been sworn in. We'll be hearing the case a week or so after the election. And if that's overturned, Michiganders are going to be put in a very precarious situation. We're going to see folks who right now have protections, if they have pre-existing conditions, have that disappear. The 800,000 people who have health care coverage because of the expansion of Medicaid will lose that coverage. Senior citizens will see their drug prices go up. Should they make that ruling, we're going to need to make sure that we're electing folks who are going to put back in an Affordable Care Act that works for everybody. Clearly a big difference between my opponent, who was actually celebrating the new justice being confirmed and sworn in, and he has also said that he wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And typical of Republicans have talked about repealing this for years, and they never had any idea how to replace it.
It's true that John James wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but clearly he's not the only source of pushback to it. Do you see flaws in the act, and what are its weaknesses, if any, in your view?
Well, one thing that I've always thought should be in the Affordable Care Act, and unfortunately didn't make it, was we called it the public option at the time in the exchanges. If you go into the state exchange, it allows you to buy health insurance that is based on your income, but you can pick from a variety of private insurance plans that are offered. What adding Medicare would be is you could pick Medicare. Having Medicare in there, I think, will drive even more competition, bring down prices, make it more affordable for folks. But I also believe we should expand access to Medicare for folks who are 50 and over.
I wonder what you and your Democratic colleagues are planning as a contingency if the Supreme Court, in fact, does strike down Obamacare.
Well, you know, I'm not going to play out all the different scenarios. The scenario we have to play out is that we win. We have to win in this election. The stakes are so high. That's why folks have to vote. We have to get people out. We got to have everybody who wants to make sure that we have quality, affordable health care in this country. They have to get out and vote. So we have a real shot to take a majority in the Senate. But we have to hold this seat in Michigan, or it gets a whole lot more complicated, which is why folks like Mitch McConnell and his super PAC and other outside billionaires have poured into my race just in the last 3 weeks. $20 million of negative, nasty, false ads. They understand the stakes are high. They're trying to defeat me because health care is on the ballot.
Well, Senator Peters, as you mentioned, this race is shaping up to be one of the most expensive in Michigan history. And I wonder your thoughts about the effects of money in both directions on politics and what that says about the state of things here in Michigan.
Well, there's no question that we have to have campaign finance reform. I have always been a proponent of that. And once now being in this election with the amount of money, particularly the amount of dark money that's been flowing in from the outside, from the Republican side, makes me passionate about it, but clearly concerned because of the new Supreme Court justice. I'm not sure where she will be on that, but it may be difficult with this new court, but it's something we definitely need to focus on.
The vast majority of the polling in the last month or so shows you with a lead over John James. In the majority of those polls, the race is also tight, single-digit leads that could evaporate if the margin of error swings in favor of James. You mentioned the outside money that has been in the race, but why else do you think this race has been so close?
Well, because Michigan is a battleground state. We always knew it would be close. It's going to go down to the wire, and it all boils down to who actually shows up at the polls, which goes back to what I said originally. Folks have to understand this is the time to vote.
Aside from any work on the Affordable Care Act, if you win re-election and Democrats win both Congress and the White House, what would your top priorities be?
We have delayed far too long investments in critical infrastructure in this country and in the state of Michigan. When I look at that, it's not just roads and bridges, which, of course, are critical, but it's also things such as the Sioux Locks up in northern Michigan. But also one thing that has become clearly apparent to everybody, particularly now that we're in this COVID crisis, is that we have to close the digital gap and make sure that everybody has access to quality high-speed internet. But let me just say, first and foremost, the number one priority that we all have to be focused on is getting through the COVID crisis. That's why it's critically important we elect Joe Biden and have an actual coordinated plan to go forward, something that I've been pounding the table on since the beginning. And the Trump administration has not had a national coordinated plan that you would expect out of a national government and the federal emergency management folks. So our top priority when we get into office is get through this pandemic. Make sure people have the health supplies they need, the personal protection equipment, to make sure we've got the testing that we need, make sure we're helping small businesses and families survive this financial crisis. That's got to be job number one.
With the pandemic, high rates of absentee and mail-in voting around the country, and an especially contentious presidential campaign, what concerns, if any, do you have about the possibility of a contested result in the presidential race?
Well, I'm concerned by the rhetoric that we hear from the president. Apparently, he believes that he's going to lose, and I know he's trying to delegitimize the election right now. I think that's unfortunate, and to have a U.S. president talking that way is certainly unacceptable in my mind. But when it comes to absentee voting, we've done that very well in Michigan. We've done it for years. Clearly, the number is going to be greater than we've had in the past, but I'm confident it'll be processed and it's going to be done a way that's safe and secure. But I think probably the best way to make sure that we don't have an election that the president tries to contest in some way is just to make sure the results are large. There needs to be an overwhelming victory for Democratic candidates. It's important not just to win, but to win big and demonstrate very clearly that the American people reject the politics of division and of hate that we have seen over these last few years. And we're coming together as a country, and we're coming together in a big way.
Senator Gary Peters is a Democrat running for re-election to the U.S. Senate. Thanks for your time.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.